California has become the first state to require that all new homes use solar power. The California Energy Commission unanimously approved the plan yesterday. It'll take effect in 2 years. The mandate could add up to $12,000 to the cost of a home in a state where housing costs are already sky high, but backers say the money will return in energy savings. Charisse Jones of USA Today has looked into this. Charisse, California already a huge producer of solar energy. Right now, only about, 15-20% of California homes have solar panels. This is then a big change. How would it work?
Yeah, basically, pretty much most new homes starting in January 2020 will have to have solar panels, or they'll have to be clustered near a solar power source. And home buyers basically can pay for the panels up front when they're buying the house, or they can pay on a monthly basis to lease them.
Yeah, they can be made available for lease, or the clusters. And this speaks to the construction industry as well, which we hear is backing this because they believe in this math that we mentioned, that the cost that's added will be, you know, taken back by the reduction in energy spending. So do some of that math.
Yeah, basically the houses are going to probably cost about $8,000 to $12,000 more a month. And that translates to about $40 extra in your mortgage note every month. But you're going to save about $80 in terms of heating the house, air conditioning, lighting. So you're going to pay a little bit more up front, but you're going to save a lot more in the end.
Well, I want to be clear. Did you say it's going to cost $8,000 to $12,000 more a month, or add that to the cost of the home?
That's going to cost $8,000 to $12,000 more for the cost of the home and
right.
then $40
right.
a month
right.
for the note.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, they think that this is going to pencil out for families. But the median home price in California, $565,000, yeah. according to the Association of Realtors there. You know, what's the argument against?
Well, you know, part of the problem is that housing is so expensive already, and having to pay another $10,000 to buy a home is going to just make it that much harder for most middle-class and working-class families. And so there's a lot of concern about, you know, who can afford these solar panels? Is this going to make a crisis even worse? And so that's a real question. It's a real criticism that we're hearing, and that's something that could make an emergency in that state even worse.
Yeah. Well, you have energy economist Severin Bornstein of UC Berkeley. He told the Wall Street Journal the plan's a mistake, but what about something like large solar farms? Focus on that instead. It would be more economical.
That would be a lot cheaper, and that's, you know, a path that California could have taken, right? I mean, it's somebody that has to pay for a panel thousands of dollars or even pay $75 a month to lease one. I mean, that's another bill when they're trying to buy groceries and do a lot of other things. And so it makes it out of reach for a lot of residents in many states. And so that's a different path that they could have taken, but California chose once again to be the trendsetter and go in this way.
Right. And they set the bar for other states, and other states are looking at this. I mean, usually they do. Other states are looking at this, but it just seems like you're going to see a lot more clustered homes clustered maybe around energy to make this work economically. Charisse Jones of USA Today on California requiring in 2 years that all new homes have solar energy. We'll keep an eye on that story. Charisse, thank you.
Thank you.